Simeon 其实是 C 啊，父子知道，应该我是在星期五晚上讲的。
This sermon between father and son was supposed to be preached on Friday evening.
啊，不过有人告诉我今天礼拜天才是父亲节，所以我就改在今天来讲父子知道。
But someone told me that today is the Sunday which people commemorate Father's Day, so I've made a change.
啊，因此在此我先向所有做父亲的致敬。
So first of all, I'd like to say to all fathers here my well wishes.
因为为人之父确实是不容易的。
And I'd like to say a word of respect to you because it's not easy to be a father.
圣经说父亲是儿女的荣耀。
The Bible says that fathers are a glory of the children.
但是今天有许多做儿女的并不以他的父亲为荣耀。
But today many children do not glory in their fathers.
他们不肯听父亲的话。
They do not want to obey the voice of their fathers.
是他们大逆不孝呢，还是我们为老不尊？
Is it because they are unfilial, or is it because the fathers do not behave honorably?
圣经也说，儿女是真神所赐的产业。
The Bible also says children are a heritage of the Lord.
让我们在年老的时候有所依靠，有所满足。
So that they will satisfy our hearts in our latter years.
但是为什么会破产呢？
Why is that sometimes you become bankrupt with regards to this inheritance?
是我们不懂得经营之道，还是产业本身已经贬值？
Is it because we do not know how to manage our heritage or manage our wealth, or because it is already devalued?
所以要做一对父子是很容易的。
It is easy for us to be related as father and son.
但是要做一对好父子，那却不容易。
But it is not easy to be a good father and a good son.
但不容易并不是不可能。
Although it is difficult, but it is not impossible.
只要我们肯遵守保罗所教导的父子之道。
As long as we can abide by the teachings of Paul with regard.Father and son,
我们可以成为一对好父子的。
Then you can be a pair of good father and son.
我们请看以弗所书第六章。
Let us refer to Ephesians chapter 6,
第四节。
Verse 4. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4. Then, and ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord.
保罗教导做父亲的不要惹儿女的气。
Paul teaches the fathers not to provoke the children to wrath.
要照主的教训和警戒来养育他们。
But to bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord.
所以做父亲的角色很重要。
So the role of a father is very important.
他要养育这些子女们。
He has to raise his children.
有人说父亲是物柄。
Some people say that fathers are like the roof.
不管是豪华的还是平时的。
Whether it is a luxurious kind of a roof or just a simple kind.
它都可以一样的替我们挡住风霜和雨雪。
It will be able to block us from the to protect us from the elements.
所以父亲要清清楚楚的知道，我是一家之主。
So a father must know for a certainty that he is the head of the house.
但这个一家之主并不是要做大老爷。
But being head of the house doesn't mean he sits down there waiting to be served like a master.
乃是要做大父亲。
But he must be a great roof over the house.
他有这个责任要保护他的家人。
He has the responsibility to protect his family.
他要挡住风雨，而不是搞到满家风雨。
He must block the wind and the rain. He must not himself be the thunderstorm.
他为他的家人着想。
He must think for his family.
他亲爱他的家人。
He would love his family dearly.
他严肃，但是却带有一种的慈爱。
He is stern, but in his sternness there is compassion.
他温柔，但是他却带着一种的公义。
There is gentleness, but there is a sense of justice.
这样就可以让他的儿女们对他敬而。亲之，而不是敬而远之。
In this way, his children will respect him, but at the same time draw near to him, rather than to be in awe of him and go far away from him.
让他的儿女感觉到有父亲做我们的屋顶，我们感觉到安全，我们感觉到温暖，我们感觉到安。
So that being a roof over their head would give them a sense of security as well as warmth and love.
那要怎样做这样的大屋顶呢？
How then can a father play the role of a big, great roof?
用钱就可以制造吗？
Can we just construct the roof with money?
保罗说，您要照主的教训和警戒来养育他们。
Paul says, you must raise your children with the nurture and admonition of the Lord.
请看创世纪的十八章。
Let us look at Genesis chapter 18.
创世纪十八章。
Genesis 18.
十八跟十九节。
Verses 18 and 19, Genesis 18, verses 18 and 19. Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him, for I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, that they shall keep the way of the Lord, and to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he hath spoken of him.
我们只是留意到十八节。
We sometimes just pay attention to verse 18.
我们也很羡慕亚伯拉罕能够得到这么大的福气。
And we are envious over the portion that the Lord blessed him with.
多么的盼望真神祝福我们，好像祝福亚伯拉罕一样。
And we hope that the Lord would bless us just as he blessed Abraham.
让我们成为强大的国。
So that we will become a great and mighty nation.
让我们因此得福。
And to be blessed as a result.
但是这种福气却是带着一种的义务的。
But then this blessing comes with a duty.
任何的福利都一样有它的附带的义务存在的。
Any benefit would come with a mission.
但是许许多多人只要福利，但是却不要尽它的义务。
But many people only want the benefits but do not want the duty behind it.
福利越多越好，但是义务越少越好。
The more the blessing or the more the benefit, the better. But the less the duty, the better.
所以我们要真诚祝福我们，好像祝福亚伯拉罕一样。
So we want the Lord to bless us, just as He blessed Abraham.
但是神要亚伯拉罕所做的，我们愿意去做吗？
But are we willing to do what God instructed Abraham to do?
神讲得很清楚。
And God is very clear about it. Verse 19.
我眷顾他，为要叫他吩咐他的众子和他的眷属遵守我的道。
I know him because I know that he will command his children and household after him to keep the way of the Lord.
在信仰生活上能够秉公行义，荣耀神的名。
So that in their life of faith they will do judgment and justice, so that the Lord's name may be glorified.
所以神祝福这个做父亲的亚伯拉罕。
So God blessed the father, Abraham.
他要照着神的吩咐来养育他的儿女。
So that he will, according to the instruction of God,bring up his children.
他要带领他们敬拜真神。
He will lead his children to the worship of the true God.
让他们明白神的道理。
To understand the way of the Lord.
在信仰生活能够表现出秉行公义、敬神之道。
So that in their life of faith, they will manifest the justice and the judgment of God.
所以我们做父亲的。
So we as fathers,
我们要明白神的旨意。
We must understand the will of God.
神要我们在家里做祭司。
The Lord wants us to be the priest over the house.
带领我们家里的人来敬拜。
To lead our family in the worship of God.
因为神才是我们父子行道和相爱的力量。
Because only God is the strength that gives fathers and sons the strength to do His will.
因为我们敬畏神。
Because we have reverence for God,
so we will restrict ourselves.
So we know how to restrict ourselves.
我们也会尽我们的本分。
And we will put in our basic duty.
请看诗篇127篇。
Let's look at Psalm 127,
第一节
verse 1.
诗篇127篇第一节。
Psalm 127, verse 1. Psalm 127, verse 1. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city.The watchman waketh but in vain.
这里讲得很清楚。
Very clearly stated here.
你很努力去建造你的房屋。
That you put in your best effort to build the house.
但是如果没有神的祝福和同在。
If the Lord doesn't work with you and bless you.
最后都是枉然劳力的。
Your work will be in vain.
屋顶 会破裂。
There will be a hole in the roof.
产业也会破产。
Your inheritance will come to bankruptcy.
但是如果有神的同在和祝福
，But if the Lord is with you and His blessing is with you，
这个屋顶就不会破裂。
That your roof will not be broken.
我们的产业也绝对不会破产。
And the heritage will not meet with bankruptcy.
因为我们父子都懂得敬畏真神。
Because both father and son knows how to fear God.
可是敬畏真神是需要带领和教导的。
But the fear of God will need guidance and instruction.
但许多做父亲的总是把这个责任交给做母亲的。
But many fathers hand this duty over to the mother.
所以我们看到聚会的时候，总是妈妈多过做爸爸的。
So you see that in services, you see more mothers than fathers.
他送他的妈妈跟孩子来，他就在外面去办他的事情了。
The father would send the mother and children to church, and he would drive off to do his own thing.
他误会了。
He misunderstands.
神不是把这个责任交给做妈妈的。
God has not given this duty to the mother.
在家庭里面，做父亲的才是祭司，带领敬拜神的事情。
In any household, it is the father that is the priest.
要不然你的儿子会想
，It's not your son will say.
原来拜神的是女人的事情，女人的事情。
Oh, so the worship of God is a woman's affair.
我们的男人就是在外面拼命创造事业。
So we men will edge a living out of ourselves outside.
这些拜神的东西是女人比较软弱了，她才需要神。我们可以的，我们自己来。
Because women are weaker, so they need religion, they need to worship God.
就不会这样了。
So that's the message that you give your children.
因为你就是这样的教导他。
Because that is what you seem to say to them.
但是亚伯拉罕明白。
But Abraham understands his responsibility.
他做一个好父亲。
He was a good father.
带领他的儿子敬拜真神。
And he led his children to worship God.
所以以撒也成为一个敬拜神的人。
So Isaac was also a worshipper of God.
我们忽略了这个责任。
And we have neglected this duty of ours.
我们要做一个好父亲。
To be a good father.
我们要听主的话。
We must heed the teaching of God.
带领自己敬拜真神，才能够带领自己的儿子来敬拜。
It is only when you tell yourself to worship God that you can lead your children to worship God.
而且重要的要教导他神的话。
And very importantly, you must instruct him the way of the Lord.
犹太人的父亲在孩子四岁开始就要教导他圣经的话。
A Jewish father would start teaching his child the words of the scripture from the age of four.
在他们还没有接受世上的道理之前
，before they receive the instruction of the world，
先让他们接受神的道理。
They receive the word of God first，
因为他们很明白。
Because they understand it clearly，
一个人的思想。影响一个人的行动的。
That the way a person thinks would influence the way he acts.
而且哪一个思想比较重，自然就会被这个影响，这个思想影响的。
And the stronger the thought, the stronger its influence.
因此，在这个孩子的心灵当中
，So in the heart and mind of a child,
如果神道重，他自然会敬畏神。
If the word of God is stronger in him, then very naturally he will fear God.
如果他心目当中通通都是世道而没有神道。他自然会看清神道。
But if his heart are filled with the way of the world, of course he would despise the way of the Lord.
那么在他还小的时候，可以说是没有的选择，你却不把神的道灌输在他的脑海里面。
And when he is young, he has no choice. So if you do not take this opportunity to nourish him in the Word of God,
等到他长大，他已经有很多也太多的选择的时候。
When he grows up, he has many choices. In fact, too many choices.
你这个时候才发现到糟糕，你才赶快拼命要来灌输他神道。
And then you realize that you have to force down his throat to the word of God.
已经迟了。
But it's too late.
所以圣经告诉我们。
So the Bible tells us.
教导孩童。
That to teach a child.
使他走当走的路。
In the way which
he should
go. Even when he grows old, he will not depart from it.
那我们也常常误会。
And we often also have this misunderstanding.
我们认为这也是做妈妈的工作的。
We think that this is again is the duty of the mother.
我们只要赚钱回来就好了。
As long as we bring money back home, it's okay.
但是神对亚伯拉罕不是这么说的。
But this is not what God said to Abraham.
你做父亲。
You are a father.
你有这个责任。
You have this responsibility.
带领他们敬拜真神。
To lead them in the worship of the true God.
教导他们神的道理。
And to teach him the way of God.
敬畏真神，你就会得到神的。
Fear God, and then you will receive His blessing.
所以我们应当看重神的道。
So we should have a high regard for God's word.
当他们还小的时候。
Especially when our children are young.
要先把神的道理教导他们。
We must first bring the word of the Lord into them.
尤其是在今天的社会。
Especially in today's society.
你去比一比，算一算。
If you can just make a count or make an observation,
他从多少岁就开始进学校了？
What age does he enter school?
以前我们要到6岁才开始读书。
In the past, it's only you enter school at the age of 7.
但是现在他们呢？
But today,
这么小，他们就已经接受世界上各种各样的道理了。回来还要这个补那个补，补到他头都大了。
They start at a very young age, and they receive the instruction of the world.And then when they come home, they still have to have remedial classes or tuition.
我们那个时候，他们那个年纪的时候还在玩泥沙，但是他们现在要背 ABC， 还要背这个 seven times eight 等于多少呢？
When we were at the age at the time, we still play outside, but now they have to know ABC and learn numbers.
他们接受太多西方的教育了。
They are in contact with too much education of the world.
但是神的教育却少之又少。
But then they have too little of the education of God.
那我们怎么盼望他们长大会自动的来虔诚敬畏神？
Then how can you hope that they will automatically have the fear of God when they grow up?
那这个责任是谁的责任呢？
Whose responsibility is this?
神说是我们做父亲的责任。
But the God says it is the father's responsibility.
好，那要怎么教导呢？
How then shall we teach our children?
保罗提一个原则
，Paul gives us a principle，
不要惹儿女的气。
Do not provoke our children to anger。
我们说儿子这就很高兴啦。
So of course, yes, sons are very happy。
他爸爸骂他的时候
，When the father scolds you，
爸爸你是讲道理的对吗
？So father, you are a man who abides by the truth, right？
保罗怎么教导做父亲的
？And how did Paul say? What did Paul say to father？
要惹儿女的气哦。
Do not provoke your children to anger.
我现在就很气
哦。I'm very angry now.
这个爸爸也不简单啊。
And of course, the father is also quick-witted as well.
孩子，你说得好。
He says, son, you have said it well.
爸爸就是讲道理。
I talk about the truth.
保罗说不要惹儿女的气哦。
Paul says, do not provoke your son.
我们中文翻译不完全正确啊。
The Chinese translation is not fully right.
它原文的意思是这样说的。
The actual, the actual original tongue says this.
不要啰啰嗦嗦，任意责骂孩子。
Do not be long-winded and nag and scold your children at will.
那爸爸才讲一句而已，哪里有啰啰嗦嗦呢
？I have only spoken to you one sentence and.I did not nag at you.
而且你想看这件事情到底是谁犯错的
？And look at this matter. Who is in the wrong?
我是不是乱发脾气乱骂呢
？Did I just hurl at you for no reason?
现在的孩子很聪明的。
Today's children are very smart.
他没有做错，你乱骂他发脾气，他会觉得冤枉，也不会服你的。
Because if they have not done wrong and you throw your temper at them.They will not want to submit.
但是如果他知道自己是错，那父亲要本着主的教训来教导他，他没有话好说的。
But if they know that they are wrong, and if the father wants to teach them according to the way of the law, they will have nothing to say.
所以保罗教导我们做父母的。
So Paul teaches us as parents.
我们教导要用适当的方法来教导。
That we must teach our children with the right method.
责骂也要用适当的。方法来责骂。
Even if you were to rebuke, you must be rebuked correctly.
有一个养马的人。
There was a person who breed horses.
他非常爱这个马。
He loves the horse.
他拿最好的饲料给马吃。
And he gives the horse the best feed.
那每天还要给这个马冲凉啊，梳发呢。
Every day he would bathe the horse and groom the horse.
那么有一天，突然间有一只蚊子哈，叮在马的背。
One day, mosquito stung the horse at the back.
他很心痛，也很心急。
And he was very anxious, and he felt a prick in his own heart.
所以他就急忙打下去了。
And he bit the mosquito.
啊，蚊子被打死了。
The mosquito died.
不过马就吓了一跳。
But then he gave the horse a fright.
马后脚一踢
，and the horse kicked him.
踢中他的要害，倒下去没有办法起来了。
And he could not get up.
他不明白，我就要爱这个马，为什么这个马还要踢我呢
？He didn't understand. He loved the horse so much, and yet the horse kicked him.
他爱这个马是不错的。
Yes, it is right to love his horse.
但是他的方法却用错了。
But his method was wrong.
我们责骂我们的孩子都是一 于我们的爱，没有错了。
Yes, it is true that when we review our children, it's out of love.
你看我们要去街上去骂人家的孩子吗？
Do we go into the street and scold other people's children?
跟我们没有关系啊。
They have nothing to do with
that. 但是我的孩子，我有这个责任的。
But if he is my child, I have the responsibility.
但是我们的责骂的方法对吗？
So is our rebuke right? Is our method right?
不是说不可以责骂。
Not that you cannot scold.
但是你用什么词句？
But what kind of words do you use?
你用什么态度？
What kind of attitude?
那个时间跟那个地点
The time and place, is it appropriate?
这些我们需要考虑的。
We need to think about these things.
如果我们很急，我们就立刻打下去。
If we cannot wait and we just beat the child at that time,
就好像马送金一样，马后脚当然是乱踢的了。
You'll be taken aback and just like the horse that had a fright and kicked backwards.
那这样两个人都受伤了。
They both will be injured.
这是我们要学习的。
So we have to learn.
因此教导是需要花时间去了解和体谅。
So in order to teach our children, we must spend time to understand them and we must spend time to understand them and the situation.
做父亲的对儿女当然有他的理想和
他
的要求。
The father would project his own ideals on the child and demand from the child.
但是我们的孩子也有自己的想法，也有他自己的需要啊。
But the children have their own way of thinking and their own needs.
所以有一个孩子他就会这样说。
And there was a child who said this.
爸爸，我有话说。
Father, I have something to say.
他还没有说爸爸，就跟他母亲我说。
And before he can start speaking, the father will say, "You listen to me."
所以各说各的，各都听不进个人所说的。
So each will speak his own language, and each cannot understand the language of the other.
那这样怎么能够达到了解和体谅呢？
And how then can they understand each other?
有一个养鸟的人。
There was a person who keeps birds.
他抓到一只很大又很美丽的鸟。
And he one day caught a very big and beautiful bird.
他把它当作是神鸟来拜。
And he takes the bird as a god and worships it.
所以造了一个很大很漂亮的庙堂给他住。
And he builds a beautiful temple for it.
然后给他最好的食物给他吃。
And gives his bird the best food.
这样伟大的神鸟怎么可以喝水呢？他把他家里珍藏的美酒拿去给他喝。
And he said, this is a bird god, and therefore he cannot just drink plain water, so he gave him the best wine in his house.
但是这个神鸟神情很悲哀。
But the bird was very sad.
他不吃，他也不喝。
The bird didn't want to eat, the bird didn't want to drink.
那当然就死掉了。
Died.
所以养鸟人很伤心啊。
So this man was very sad.
我给你住最好的。
I give you the best house.
我给你吃最好的。
I give you the best food.
我也给你喝最好的，我都不舍得喝呢。
I give you the best drink, which I scarcely want to drink.
那为什么你不接受，却偏偏要死呢？
Why is it that you cannot accept my gift and want to die?
他还是不明白。
He didn't understand.
你用养人的方法来去养鸟，怎么不养死这个鸟呢？
If you take care of the bird the way you take care of a human, wouldn't you kill it?
你要用养鸟的方法来养鸟，你就能够养活这个鸟了。
If you were to use the way to keep a bird to keep it, then the bird would be kept alive.
所以你纵使不知道这个鸟的习惯、它的性情、它的需要是什么
，If you do not know the habits of the bird, the needs of the bird,
你就需要花时间来去了解。
You must spend time to understand it.
然后按照它的需要、它的习惯、它的生活方式来培养它。
And to give the bird according to its needs, its lifestyle.
不要一意孤行，按照自己认为好的方法强加于在它的身上。
Do not stubbornly lay the way you want upon the bird.
那这样你只有养死它，你自己的心也伤了。
You will kill it, and at the same time hurt your own feelings.
所以我们应该多听好过我们多讲。
So we should listen more rather than to talk.
听是听对方的心声，对方的需要，对方的心理。
You listen to the person's heart. You listen to the person's needs.
讲是讲我们自己的想法，我们的要求。
Because when we talk about our way of thinking and our demand.
所以如果我们不肯改过这个方式
，So if we do not want to change the method,
我们仍然要以我们认为最好的方法来养这个鸟。
If we insist on our own way and think that it is the best method to raise the bird.
最后两个人都是失望了。
Then both will be disappointed.
这个孩子会摇摇头。
The child will shake his head.
其实你不懂我的心。
You do not understand my heart.
但如果我们能够明白
，But if we understand，
我们肯听。
And we listen，
我们就可以告诉他
，Then we can tell him，
我明明白白你的心
，I truly know your heart，
这不是很好吗
？Isn't that good？
那除了这一点
，Apart from this，
管教是教和管两样的
，Discipline in Chinese means you take charge of him as well as teach him。
我看我们很多的失败就是只教而不管。
Most of our failures lie in the fact that we only teach, but we do not manage the child.
那这样我们的教就变成是白教了。
Then we teach him in vain.
就好像，祭司以利教导他的两个坏蛋儿子一样。
Just like the priest Eli, the way he taught his two naughty children.
他不知道他的儿子坏蛋吗？
Did he not know his two sons were bad?
神审判他不是因为他们有教。
God judged him not because he didn't teach his children.
他有教的。
Yes, he did teach his children.
我们看撒母耳记上。
Let's look at First Samuel.
第二章。
Verse 2.
撒母耳记上第二章。
First Samuel, chapter 2.
我们读二十二节到二十五节。
Verse 22 to 25. First Samuel 2, verse 22 to 25. Now Eli was very old, and heard all that his sons did unto all Israel, and how they lay with the woman that assembled at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And he said to them, Why do ye such things? For I hear of your evil dealings with all these people. Nay, my son, for it is no good report that I hear. Ye make the Lord's people to transgress. If one man sin against another, the judge shall judge him. But if a man sins against the Lord, who shall entreat for him?Notwithstanding, they hearken not unto the voice of their father, because the Lord would slay them.
好，你说以利有没有教呢？
Do you say whether Eli had taught his children?
他当然有教啊。
Yes, of course.
他对他儿子说。
He said to his children,
我儿啊，不可这样哦。
My child, my children, do not do this.
我已经听见你们的风声不好了。
I've heard bad report about you.
你们这样做只是使神的名受羞辱，神的百姓更大胆去犯罪啊。
By doing so, you would cause shame upon God's people, and you encourage them to sin even more.
他讲得很好啊，也讲得很对啊。
What he said was correct.
他还给他警告呢。
And he even gave them warning.
人若得罪人啊，有事实审判他。
If a man sins against man, you have a judge to judge him.
人若得罪神，谁能够为他祈求呢？
But if you were to sin against God, who will entreat on his behalf?
他也警告了。
So he did even warn his children.
那为什么神还要追讨这个做父亲的罪呢？
Then why did God why did God lay the sin on the father?
因为做父亲的不只要教，还要管。
Because a father must not just teach, he must manage.
按照他儿子现在所做的罪，已经不是教的问题，而是应该是管跟刑罚的问题了。
Because now, according to the sins that his children have committed, it is not a time to teach, it is a time to discipline, it is a time to punish.
他虽然糊涂，但是他没有完全糊涂。
He was a person who was muddle-headed, Eli, but he was not totally muddle-headed.
因为他知道人有罪，有事实要审判他的。
Because he knew that if a person were to commit a sin,The judge would pass judgment.
有一些罪不是讲讲就算，有一些罪是要面对刑罚。
Because he knows that certain sins people cannot get away with, he has to face punishment.
但是就是在第二十九节所说。
But in verse 29,
神看得很清楚。
God sees it very clearly.
因为你尊重你的儿子过于尊重我。
Because you honor your son above me.
你爱你的儿子，不舍得去管教他。
You love him, 舍得他。You love your children so much that you cannot bear to discipline them.
别人如果犯罪，以利早就自行审判了。
If it is other people, Eli would have passed judgment.
但是自己的儿子犯罪，就只是讲讲就算了。
But when it came to his own children, he merely told them off.
所以他要面对真正的审判。
So he himself had to face the judgment of God.
所以如果我们教儿女，但是却没有管，我们太过宽容，太过随便。
So if we merely teach and do not manage or discipline our children, we are too lax with them.
那我们的儿女就没有约束了。
Our children will not be restrained.
他高兴的时候很活泼可爱。
When they are happy, they are lovely.
可是当他一心情不好，他一任性起来的时候，在公众场所就让你闹鬼了。
But then when they throw tantrums, that when they are moody, then you lose your faith.
你不知道要怎么办，奈何不了他。
And you will be at the loss of what to do.
你在这个时候要管教他，你看他发烂到很多地了。
But if you want to discipline them at that time,
我一直想不起这个华语怎么讲，发烂哦，就他就会一发不可收拾了。
Then he will be beyond control.
因为他从来没有受过这样好这样的待遇啊。
Because he has never been treated with a disciplinary measure.
但是你看，当妈妈搞母亲的时候，爸爸出现只是瞪住他。他已经知道大事不好了。
But you see, sometimes when the mother cannot do anything, the father merely needs to stare at him. He knows what he ought to do.
他知道对付妈妈你可以这样的去任性，但是你对付爸爸行不通的。
He knows he can throw his tantrums at his mother, but not at his father.
爸爸是真的是会管教你的。
The father is a disciplinarian. Fathers do not have the authority because they are just as soft as the mother.
所以有一个人养老虎。
There was a person who kept a tiger.
他一直不明白。
He didn't understand.
人家养老虎养到这么乖。
That other people's tigers are so obedient.
我养老虎就是那么样的话，真的是老虎。
But my tiger is a tiger indeed.
人家的老虎是大猫啊，老虎也叫大猫啊。
Yeah. Other people's tiger is just a big cat.
我的就真的是老虎。
My is a tiger, a real tiger.
啊，幸好他很谦卑，他肯去学习。
But he was humble enough to learn.
所以他的朋友就教他。
So his friend taught him.
你来看我怎么养老虎。
Look at how I treat my tiger.
那刚刚好，他就要喂养老虎了。
So at that time he wanted to feed his tiger.
那他就看到他走到他的地方，把那些。动物哈，抓来慢慢杀死他们。
And he saw how the man killed the animals to feed the tiger.
他一面看一面对他说。
And as he did it, he was as he observed, he said it to his friend.
他说何必这么麻烦呢
？Why are you doing it? Why do you take the trouble to do it?
我们整个丢进去笼里面给他吃不就好了
？Just throw all these animals for the tiger to eat.
这个老虎会去追他，会去杀死他来自己拿来吃的。
The tiger will know how to chase the animals and take it to be their prey.
这样老虎就很强壮、很生猛，不要变成一只懒虎。
Then the tiger would be strong and ferocious and not be lazy.
他说这就是你不明白的地方。
So his friend said, this is where you do not understand.
如果你给活活的动物给他吃
，If you give a live animal,
他要去追
，the tiger needs to chase.
那又追不到。
And when he cannot catch up with it,
那么他会激发他那一种的野性啊。
Then you bring up the beastly nature of the tiger.
并且你常常是这样。更加助长他的野性。
And if you were to do this over a span of time, you condition his beastly nature.
所以我的是大猫，你的真的是老虎。
That's why mine is a giant cat, but yours is a tiger.
他好像明白了一点东西。
Then he understood a little bit.
他就继续看了。
And he continued to observe.
杀好了，那边给你大块肉，他就慢慢切成小块小块的肉。
Then this man, after killing the animal, got a big chunk of meat, and he diced it into small little pieces of meat.
做的人没有麻烦，不过看着人已经很不耐烦了。
The one who does it didn't think it was a chore, but the person who observed it lost his patience.
何必这么麻烦，花这么多时间，下这么多功夫。
Why must you go through such a big Why must you take the trouble to make it into small pieces?
大块也是吃，小块也是吃。
Whether it's a big chunk or a small piece, it just goes into the tiger's stomach.
好像大块吃比较过瘾啊。
So it seems that a big chunk of meat would satisfy more.
所以他就是整大块给他的老虎吃的。
So of course he would give a big chunk to his own tiger.
他的朋友就对他说
，And his friend said, again, here is where the problem lies.
一大块老虎要吃的时候啊，他又用他的爪去撕裂。
Because the big chunk of meat, the tiger would have need to use its claws to tear the meat.
本来他不用去捕抓这些动物来吃，他就好像忘记他的手是鱼爪的。
If you do not force the tiger to hunt for meat, it would have lost, it would have forgotten its claws.
但是你把大块肉给他吃，他要用爪去撕裂来吃，他知道他有这个武器的。
So if you were to give him a chance to employ his weapon, he will know that he has weapon, the weapon of the claw.
也是培养他这一种的性情啊。
So there again, you are fostering the beastly characteristics in that.
所以当有人靠近他的时候，他一不高兴，他就伸出他的爪来了。
So when a person nears it and when it is unhappy, there its claws will be.
那我切的小块给他吃。
Now I have chop it into small pieces.
我培养出他那一种善良的性情。
I'm actually encouraging the more gentle aspect of the animal.
他都忘记他的爪了。
It has forgotten its claw.
所以我的小孩子靠近他拿东西给他吃的时候，他也不会伸出爪来，也减少了这些危险和挑战了。
So when my young child brings food to him, he will not claw at my son.
他好像又有一点明白了。
And then again, he's enlightened a little bit more.
你要养老虎，你必须要老虎了解老虎的性情的。
If you want to keep a tiger, you must understand the psychology of the tiger.
对它的恶性，你要下功夫克制它。
You must curb his ferocious nature.
对它的善性，你要下功夫去培养出来。
And you must foster his good nature.
如果你是任凭这样的养，那善良的不会发现出来，恶的反倒不断的去助长。
If you keep on fostering the growth of the bad trait, and you do not encourage the growth of the good trait,
这不怎么养出那一些老虎来呢？
Then how can you keep a tiger?
所以这个人很高兴啊。
So this man was very happy.
因为他知道了。
He understands.
不知道是一回事，行又是另外一回事。
Knowing it is one thing, but doing it is another.
你愿意这样的下功夫，这样的有耐心来去慢慢准备这些东西吗？
Are you willing to put in so much effort and put in so much patience to prepare the tiger's feed?
这的确是好伤脑筋哦。
Yes, in fact, it is very frustrating.
但是好伤脑筋总好过你将来去好伤心吧。
But it is better to frustrate you a little bit now than to break your heart in the future.
因此，我们应该伤一伤脑筋。
So let us allow ourselves to be frustrated for the moment.
来去研究，来去学习。
And to put in some mental energy to study.And to learn.
多了解一下这些儿女
to understand our children better.
我要怎么样来教导他
how to teach them.
我要怎么去明白他
so how to understand
哪些需要我克制的哪些需要我去培养
what do I need to curb and what do I need to foster?
虽然伤脑筋但是将来不必伤心
although it is sometimes mind-watering but then you won't be faced with a broken heart in the future.
要不然你现在对他笑啊将来你可能就要对他哭了
Or else you'd be laughing at him now, but you would have to cry in the future.
所以祈求真神赏赐智慧给我们做父母的。
So may God give wisdom to our parents.
让我们做父母的能够有智慧，用主的教训来养育我们的儿女。
So that our parents will have the wisdom of God to raise children.
还好你们没有翻圣经哦，以为传道结束了。我现在要讲做儿子女的。
I'd like to talk about children now.
请看回以弗所书第六章。
Let's look back at Ephesians 4.
第六章。
Sorry, Ephesians 6.
我们读第一节到第三节。
From verse 1 to 3. Ephesians 6, verse 1 to 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee and thou mayest live long on the earth.
我们做儿子的刚才提到做父亲之道
We have heard about how we ought to be fathers
那么现在你也听听做儿女的道
I must listen to be the way of children
保罗教导做儿女的
And Paul teaches children
要在主里听从父母
To obey our parents in the Lord
这是理所当然的
But this is right
聪明的孩子非常的高兴
The intelligent child will be very happy.
不是我不听我的父母。
It is not that I do not obey my parents.
圣经说在主里听从父母。
Here it says in the Lord.
我的父亲如果是敬畏神的，有道理的，我当然听他。
So if my father is a God-fearing man and he is reasonable, I will listen to him.
但我的父亲都不聚会、不祷告、不讲道理的，听他做什么
？But if my father does not come for services, he doesn't pray, he's not reasonable. Why should I listen to him?
所以他还反驳你，我不听他理所当然，因为圣经说你要在主里听从父母吗
？So here the Bible says, obey your parents in the Lord, for this only right. So if my father is not like this, so it is only right that I do not listen to him.
如果保罗在，我们可以问问他：保罗，你的意思是这样吗
？And Paul is here, perhaps you can ask him, what do you really mean?
就算他不在，我们也可以讲明白他的意思。
But actually, even if he's not around, we can still understand what he means.
在他的书信里面，他教导那些信徒。
In his epistles, his instruction to the believers.
他说：如果你们有一些不太好的主人，但是因为主的缘故，你们也要尊敬他，免得他来毁谤。你们信耶稣的人也是这样的吗
？That if we are servants or slaves, and if we have masters who are not very reasonable, we still have to obey them, because if we don't do so, they will turn back and insult our religion.
彼得也是这样讲的。
Peter said the same thing.
我说尊父跟尊敬你们的主人，不是指那一些好主人。好主人你都不需要怎样，你自然会尊父跟尊敬的。
To obey and to honor our good masters is something very natural. You need not be stressed.
他说就是那一些坏的、不好的，我们更要尊重他。为什么呢？因为我们是有道理的人。
Even those bad ones, those unreasonable ones.We have to obey that. And the reason? Because we are Christians. We have reason with us.
因此保罗的意思是这样说。
So what is Paul's meaning?
如果你的父亲不值得你尊重去听他。
If your father is not worthy of your obedience.
但是我们的主耶稣是值得我们尊重，值得我们相信的。
But our Lord is worthy of our trust and our obedience.
所以我们就是因为我们的主耶稣，我们听我们这个不值得我们尊敬的父亲。
So because of the Lord Jesus, we listen to this unworthy parent of ours.
你的父亲让你失望而已。
Your parents just cause you some disappointment.
但是主耶稣没有让你失望。
But Jesus has never disappointed you.
我们相信他。
We believe in him.
我们听他的话。
We listen to his word.
来尊敬我们的父母。
To obey our parents.
这样主耶稣会很高兴。
Then the Lord will be happy.
因为你的确是在主里听从父母。
Because you truly obey your parents in the Lord.
那你自己也很高兴。
And you yourself are happy.
因为我也因为了主耶稣，我听主耶稣话，我尊敬我的父母。
Because I obey my parents in obedience to the word of the Lord.
我遵循的儿子知道。
I have done my part as a child. As a child,
高兴的。
I'm happy.
所以当传道在讲儿子知道的时候，你心里很高兴。这一个一定不是讲我的了。
So when the preachers talk aboutThe way of children, I know that the preacher is not talking about me.
那你这父亲，你这个不令人尊敬的父亲，也觉得很奇怪。
And then your so-called unworthy parents will also feel very strange.
怎么他变了，他会听我的话呢
？Why has he changed? Why is he now so obedient?
他有一个意外的惊喜啊
！He has an unexpected joy.
也许事情就因此而慢慢改善了。
Perhaps the situation will change because you changed.
这样皆大欢喜的事情何乐不为呢
？Why don't you do it? Since it's such a happy thing.
如果你硬着你的脾气，我就是不听，他不值得我听。
If you were to stubbornly refuse to obey because you say he's not worthy of my obedience,
那我们的主耶稣也不高兴。
The Lord will not be happy.
你不能够因为我的话来听从吗？
Can't you just obey because of my word to you?
你的父亲当然不高兴。
Your father is not happy.
还信什么耶稣讲什么道理还不是一样
He will say what kind of a believer are you not the same
不要去教会听好过不去听啊
It's better for you not to go to church
那我想最不高兴的是你
I think the saddest person would be yourself
你知道你没有信心主的话
You know you have not obeyed the word of God
你又不甘心听又给父亲骂
And you do not want to listen to your father and your father scolds you.
我想你是最不开心的。
I think you're the most unhappy person.
皆大不喜，何以为之
？So if everybody is unhappy, then why do it?
所以我们听主耶稣的话。
So let us speak the words of the Lord.
听从我们的父母。
To obey our parents,
这是理所当然的。
Because this is right.
那第三节下面就说，不只是听从，还要实际的孝敬父母。
And after verse 3 it says, not just listening to them, but we have to take positive steps to honor them.
这样会使你得到福气的。
Because by doing so, you receive blessings.
再世长寿。
You live long on the earth.
这是第一条带应许的诫命。
This is the first commandment with promise.
这不是很好吗
？Isn't it good?
可是做儿子的说
，But the son would say,
既然你这么说，我就坦白告诉你吧。
Let me tell you frankly.
那我就不要得福，我也不要长命。
I do not want the blessing. I do not want to live long.
那这样我可以不用孝敬他。
So I don't need to be obedient.
这样我也没有对不起神呢、啊，因为我也没有孝敬吗？所以我也没有这种的义务吗
？Because I do not want the blessing, so I don't have the responsibility.
聪明的孩子都会讲聪明的话
So a smart child will say smart things like this
但是这不是聪明的问题
But it is not a matter of being smart
这是心理的问题
It's a matter of your psychology
什么东西让你气到连福气都可以不要而不要孝敬父母呢
What can bring you so much anger that you can even have disregard for blessing
真的这么好气吗
Is it worth the anger
也许这个世界上有很多很好的父亲可以代替你的父亲
Maybe there are many fathers in the world that are good enough to replace yours
也许你可以正因为你认为你尊敬的人叫他做爸爸
Maybe you can even recognize someone else who is worthy of respect as father
我们不是有很多开爸开妈这些东西吗
We have a lot of so-called godfather
你可以的
You can do that
但是一样，你永远抹杀不了，也改变不了。
But there's something you can never change.
生养之父只有一位。
There's only one father who has given birth to you. There's only one father who has raised you up.
没有他，自然没有你的。
If he doesn't exist, naturally you don't exist.
不管你喜欢不喜欢
，Whether you like it or not,
这都是一个事实。
It is a fact.
他把你养大
，He has brought you up.
你现在独立了。
You are now independent.
依靠了。
You don't need to depend on him anymore.
但是他却因此衰老了。
But he has aged as a result of bringing you up.
他已经软弱，没有力量。
His strength has left him. He's weak.
连他走路都走得很慢。
He walks slowly now.
在发抖了。
He shakes and trembles.
那现在就是看你要怎么样对付这个软弱的老人。
Now it is left to you how you want to.You with this weak old man.
他真的让你气到你可以这样的不理他，任他死活吗
？And you'll be so angry that you do not even care if he lives.
我想一个人最重要要生活的开心。
I think the most important thing is to live happily.
但是还有一样更重要的，除了开心，还要能够安心。
And what is even more important than happiness is to be at ease with yourself.
如果你开心但是不安心。这个开心也不是真的能够开的。
If you are happy and you at ease with yourself, then you are not really happy.
比如说，你跟朋友出去玩到三更半夜，真的很开心。
For example, you go out and while your time away with your friends till past midnight.
可是你不安心的。
You are happy at that time, but you at ease.
你想到回到家里，你就是要打雷雨了。
Because you know that the moment you step into the door, there'll be a thunderstorm.
你没有经过批准的。
Because you have not got his permission.
所以回到家里你知道一定是不好受了。
You know you have to face the music when you reach home.
你玩得开心吗
？Can you truly enjoy yourself?
好像很开心。
On the outside, it seems so.
但其实是不安心的。
But you do not have the real peace inside.
所以安心是一种你想起来你都无愧于心，没有惧怕，没有顾虑。
So to be at peace means to say,That no matter how you look at it, you have no worries at all.
这才是重要的。
This is the important thing.
你跟我可以大大声告诉人家，我无愧于心。
You can shout to everybody, my conscience is clear.
但是你怎么对你的良心说呢
？But how are you going to talk to your conscience?
所以我们听主耶稣的话。
So let us heed the words of the Lord Jesus.
我们的主耶稣在那边看着我们的。
The Lord observes us.
所以我们做儿女的
So we as children
在主里听从父母
Listen to our parents in the Lord
要孝敬父母
To honor them
使你得福在此长寿
So that you may, it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth
有一个孩子花了一个很大的心
Certain child drew a very big heart
他爸爸在旁边静静地看
And his father watched him by his side silently
这个爸爸是个好爸爸随时都教导他的
The father is a good father, always teaches him when there's time.
他说，儿啊，你这个心要送给谁啊？
So he said, my son, who are you going to give this heart to?
这个儿子很聪明啊。
The son is very smart.
这个心是送给爸爸的。
It is for daddy.
如果你是这个爸爸。
If you are the father,
五块钱打返你的。
You will give him $5.
这个孩子骂到嘴扣下五块钱放进去。
The father, the child will laugh himself and keep with his reward.
手去给妈妈，这个心是给妈妈的。
And then he will give the heart to the mother.
好，但是这个爸爸是一个好爸爸。
But this father is a good father.
他就对他说
，He said to the son,
他不会说因为给我就很高兴了。
He will not say just because you give it to me, I'm happy.
他要培养他。
He will nourish this child.
还要给谁呢？
He will say, who else you want to give this to?
这孩子说，还有妈妈。
Mommy as well.
还有呢
？And then,
还有祖父，还有祖母。
Grandpa, grandma.
还有谁呢
？And then who else?
他不太想讲他的哥哥，因为哥哥欺负他。
And the son would not say, big brother, because big brother is a bully.
他说没有了吗
？No more.
没有人爱了吗
？No more else to love.
有啦，还有哥哥。
Yes, big brother.
但是还有我。他说，但是还有我。
But he would say, also me as well.
好，那总共六个，总共六个。
Yeah, six now.
啊，那爸爸很满意。
So the father is very happy.
但是他还要教导他。
And he will want to teach him further.
那但是你一个心哦，你怎么给六个人呢
？You only have one heart. How can you give to six?
这个小孩子想了一想，果然没有让他的父亲失望。
And he did not disappoint his father.
他就赶快拿起笔来，一面画一面算啊，画了五画，算一算，总共六份。
Then he drew five, and then he kept counting.
爸爸就很满意啊。
Father was very satisfied.
又训练了他的爱心，又教导了他的头脑。
He teaches him about love, and at the same time exercise his thinking.
他画成六份，啊，每一个人一份。
So there are six portions.In the heart.
不过这个爸爸还不满足，但是有点做作弊了。
So the father is not really very happy. Maybe he's playing a practical joke.
他就只做一条来做。
And he pointed at one.
爸爸这么爱你，你只给我这一点点的爱啊。
Daddy loves you so much. You only give me such a small portion of love.
哥哥有时候都欺负你啊，那他怎么也得到一样的呢
？And your big brother bullies you at times. Why is he having the same portion?
哇，这么复杂的问题，那小瓜怎么明白
？That's a complicated question. How can the little boy understand?
这真的是有点在作弊了。Yeah, 我们大人都未必处理得那么公平，那么完善、啊。
It's a practical joke because even we adults may not be able to manage our emotions that well.
应该爱多，
不应
该爱少。
Who should you love more? Who should you love less?
我们大人都头痛了。
We ourselves would feel frustrated.
因为顺着哥来是少一，顺着妈来是七一。
Because if you were to take away, if you were to enlarge a person's portion, you will have to reduce another person.
所以这就产生许许多多的问题。
Then you will land yourself into a lot of problems.
但是这个小瓜他怎么回答呢
？How did this little boy answer?
他对他的爸爸说
，He said to his father,
他说爸爸不是一点点
，That is not little.
是通通
，It is everything.
爸爸说，这不是一点点吗？
He said, isn't this just a little portion?
不是的，是通通。
No, it's everything.
通通人都有我通通的爱。
All of them has all my love.
一个心嘛，发成
one heart. But it is all a portion.
通通人都有通通的爱啊。
All the person has got all my love.
这个时候，他爸爸静了下来。
And his father, quieted.
他眼睛湿湿的。
And with tears in his eyes.
因为他儿子提醒了他这一句话
，Because his son has reminded him something，
通通人都有通通的爱
，That every person there has all the love。
这么小的孩子懂得爱通通的人
，He's such a small child, but he knows how to love everyone。
但是我懂得爱通通的人吗
？But do I know how to love everyone？
我是父亲，我爱我的儿女。
I am a father, I love my own children.
我是丈夫，我爱我的妻子。
I am a husband, so I love my wife.
我是个好父亲，我是个好丈夫。
I am a good father, I'm a good husband.
但我忘记了，我也是做人家的儿子的。
But I forget that I am also a son.
我有没有这样的爱来去爱我的父母
？Do I have the same love for my own parents?
所以他眼睛湿湿的。
That is why his eyes welled up with tears.
他很高兴他的孩子懂得 爱通通的人。
And he's very happy that his son knows how to love all.
但是他很惭愧，他并没有通通的爱。
But it brings regret to his heart because he didn't love everyone. He
should love. 他只爱他喜欢的人。
He only loves those whom he likes.
忽略了一些我们应该也爱的人。
He has neglected other people who he ought also to love.
所以我们基督徒就帮助我们。
So we ask that the Lord help us.
让我们教导儿女也懂得教导我们自己。
So that in the course of teaching our children, we also teach ourselves.
所以在我们的兄弟之间。
So between brothers.
在我们的婆媳之间。
Between mothers and daughters-in-law,
在我们夫妻之间,
between husband and wife,
或者是父子之间,
or between father and son,
通通人都有通通的爱,
all of these people have all of our love.
同心莫大,
let us pray.